and welcome to episode 45 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on March 17th, 2012. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imaginations of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I'm your host and narrator, Miss Mal.
Well, Miss Mal, this is a first. This is the first time we're featuring a story on the podcast that was written by someone else.
You're right, Mr. Chris. Our six-year-old told us we had to share it so all the other kids out in the world can learn from what happened to us.
Right. I guess people listening to this one can think of it as a public service announcement. I know after we first read it, we all started taking notes on how we'd change things for next year.
The story for this episode comes from a note we found in our leprechaun trap.
The kids went all out this year creating a very elaborate trap that we all thought was foolproof.
It was pretty well thought out. First, he was going to read some signs luring him up a ladder, which led to the seat of a chair. Then, we had a note for him to watch a short movie. That movie showed the kids hiding gold in a bag dangling off the back of the chair.
We all know how leprechauns can't resist the temptation to snatch some gold. The plan was for him to look in the bag, see the gold, go in to get it, and then get stuck in the bag, which would cinch up behind him.
And then, as the final touch, the kids smeared Vaseline on the inside of the bag.
Exactly. See, so if he tried to snap his fingers to disappear, he wouldn't be able to because they'd be covered in Vaseline. It was simply brilliant. A thing of beauty, really.
But it didn't quite work out as planned. Now did it, Mr. Chris?
No, not exactly. When we opened the bag in the morning, all that was there was a little letter from the leprechaun.
And that's what we're going to share with you now. As you listen to the letter, ask yourself, how can we use the information to design and build a better trap next year?
A Letter from a Leprechaun by Seamus the Leprechaun. Dear wee laddie and lassie, nice try this year, for sure it be true, but I was prepared, knew just what to do. I read all the signs, up the ladder I went, watched the short movie, and knew what it meant. Pieces of gold you kept for safekeeping in a green bag while you were sleeping. Gold, as it were, is what I collect, taking it home is what I expect. As fast as I could so I wouldn't get caught, I leapt right inside, perils or not. But what did I find? A bag that was clean? No, not at all. It had Vaseline. Slime on me hands, fingers with goop, I tipped off me hat and let out a whoop. Me hat, as you know, is magic galore, and down deep inside there's a tiny bit more. 1 foot at first, then me other one too, I stepped right inside like leprechauns do. Off I did travel to me home far away, a place filled with rainbows where unicorns bray. Patches of clover litter the land, where Irish-type music is played by a band. With a click of me heels I was off in a flash, no time to eat the corned beef and hash. I washed off my hands in O'Malley Lake, dried them all off with a twist and a shake. I returned to your house with a snip and a snap, to leave you this letter about your fine trap. It worked like a charm, safe and so clever, I can tell from your work it was quite the endeavor. So I left you some things, scattered about, to reward your fine effort, there's no need to pout. Be on the lookout for 2 prizes each, I hid them around, well within reach. Remember the words your parents speak true, share what ye get, for that's what ye do. Now skitter and scatter, no frowns on your faces, good luck on finding me great hiding spaces. One more last thing, let me be clear, happy patties to you, and see you next year. Sincerely yours, Seamus the Leprechaun.
We'd like to send out a special thanks to Seamus for such a well-written letter.
Thanks, Seamus.
Even though he made quite a mess, as you can see on the blog, nightlightstories.net, we had so much fun this morning looking for some hidden treasures he left. We are lucky to have my parents visiting us this year. My mom is a full-blooded Irish woman, so we are going to celebrate by having a traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner. I can't wait! Can you, Mr. Chris?
I can't wait either. I love corned beef and hash.
Well, it's cabbage.
Yeah, that too.
We hope you have a fantastic day. We'd like to leave you with part of an old Irish blessing. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. And as always, we look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can share together.